you know, again, it's just like, this is a great time for him to be going through this, because then maybe by the time the new one comes around, he'll have worked through the current problems. Or this is the start and it just gets worse constantly over the next 2 years. So
I'm waiting to find out.
Trying to be optimistic, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, you don't have a choice, really. So
yeah, no.
Countdown's on. What, 3 months? 4 months?
August. End of August. So jeez. June. Wow. July. Oh man.
You're close. No. You're practically there now.
It's happening.
Summer goes by like that.
Man. Yep. I actually called my wife on something with the birth, because I read the, I don't know if you guys read The Birthing Partner.
No.
The book. Okay. No. This whole like tomb about how you're supposed to be a good partner to support in the birth. And the apparently, yeah. Some of us aren't gifted, Gavin. The so part of the book says, like, for the second pregnancy, for the first one, and the midwives had said this too, is like when you start going into labor, if there's no complications, or you were kind of given the all clear, like you can go watch a movie, you can go for a walk, like it's gonna take a long time.
Yeah.
But then for the second one, I remember from the book, it said like as soon as you go into labor, you have to go to the hospital immediately or call your midwife, depending on what you're doing. So, but Carolina was like, oh, you know, once I go into labor, then I da da da. I'm like, no, you have to go. We have to go immediately. I remember that from the book. She's like, really? Yeah, okay. That part terrified me. So I remember it seemed like such a contrast. The first time it's like, see a movie, like relax, watch some TV, read a book.
Yeah, well, apparently the second one's always faster. But even then, like, nobody ever told me I could go see a movie for the first one.
No.
Like, no, I'm there. I'm in it to win it. I'm not going anywhere.
Yes, remember there's like the midwives, like.
I never read it. It wasn't a book about parenting. It was like some science fiction novel, but it was just there for me to, like, you know, keep me occupied while everybody was having a nap and I couldn't sleep. But yeah, no, it was, I never read anything about, like, well, yeah, go, you know,
no,
make a model plane. You got your
time. Yeah. Instead of like sleeping in the chair in the room.
My chair couldn't recline because
mine was, either.
Yeah. And I had to, like, it reclined. My feet were in the closet, and I had to open the closet doors to get my feet out. Oh, yeah.
I remember being up just, like, trying to position yourself, and it's like, I'm giving myself.
We actually get, like, our second night, we got an upgrade, like, for free, just because I think they needed the room. So they kicked us over to a nicer room.
Oh, nice.
And that's where, then my chair could recline. And all, yeah. I slept like a king that night, all 3 hours of it.
Yeah, not a. It was like they'd given me anesthetic because it was I had a bench and the midwife was there. She's just like, all right, why don't you grab 2 hours? And so I was like, just like, I just opened my eyes and I was just like, oh, it's been 2 hours. Like that was,
wow.
Couldn't have dropped her like more deeply, more quickly. But I was like, oh, which obviously felt pretty damn guilty about because like, poor wife was not able to sleep for very obvious labor reasons. Oh, so yay, that's happening again.
Round two. Ding.
Oi. Ready?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, the show.
All right. Yep.
The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 2-year-old and another on the way.
My name is Gavin. I have a 1.5-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old.
And so we actually did a birthday party for him on the weekend, too, where it was, which, you know, he blew out the candles. I thought that was impressive. I don't know why. I don't know what sparked that. Like, he's never been near fire. I've never had him blow out
practice.
Well, you know, if he's been to like 4 or 5 birthdays, like maybe he'd get pissed, but like somehow it was just like that. Maybe like one of my sisters was like motioning to him, like, I think he caught the idea. But yeah, so best part is like all that has happened. So on this show, I've started to call him 2 years old. The party was for 2-year-olds. He's still not 2 years old.
He's 2 years old in our minds.
Got like 7 days until he's 2 years old, technically. But, yeah, no, there's no way I'm calling him 1.5, so, or whatever weeks or whatever nonsense I'm supposed to call him. Yeah. 24 months, I guess. No, he's two.
You're two.
It's just 2 years.
He's two. So, gentlemen, how was your week in fatherhood and gaming?
Mine was good. Had lots of fun. We had dinner with some neighborhood friends of ours. They have kids, so it was kind of, we all got to hang out. But the place we were at was a very, very tall place. It was a townhouse. Like, oh. My wife and I were in an apartment, so no stairs, not a single stair in our entire place. And they had like 4 flights of stairs in their place. It was insane. My wife had been there before just to hang out, go over for some tea and let the kids play. But I hadn't been to that house yet. So I was just watching my daughter go like up and down these stairs. And I was just like, for the first part of the evening, I was very just helicopter parent. Like, I've never seen her do this, so I don't know what she's doing. And, like, eventually I was like, okay, you know, even my wife's like, she's fine, honey. She's fine. She's done this before. She's fine. She goes down on her bum. She's okay. So yeah, by the end of the night, I was like, oh yeah, no, she's fine. She knows. But yeah, just seeing my little one climbing up like what seemed to be a mountain of stairs all night, I was like, oh god. And then eventually the stress wore away.
How quickly you adapt, eh? You're like, no, she's good.
Yeah, once I realized it's like she knew what she was doing, because like I'm so used to seeing her around our place where she has no sense of self-preservation or understanding of gravity. And then to see that applied to stairs, I'm like, oh, this isn't going to mix well. And then it did. It mixed fine. She was fine. She was cautious. She was careful. So I was like, okay, she's starting to understand how to not hurt herself. So that's good. And yeah, just a general nice long weekend. Lots of good family time. You know, getting out, getting some fresh air. The pollen count in Toronto has finally gone down a bit, so my face has stopped exploding. which is nice. As far as gaming goes, still playing a bit of No Man's Sky. Starting to hit a bit of a plateau with that. I think it's because I'm hung up on finding that last bloody animal on that one planet. So I might just give up the ghost and go to another galaxy. I don't know. Trying to think of what other games. I've been playing Cluster Truck again because really fun. Because
why not?
It's great. It's play sessions, and it's just that right amount of frustrating. So that's about it. I downloaded Darksiders, the original. I want to crack into that this week. I haven't yet, but I've always wanted to play it, and I was looking at my Steam library, and I'm thinking, hey, why not? That's about it. Jeff?
Oh, in my week of gaming, it was a dark day. Trevor knows why.
For some.
I had to get back PSVR. Unwillingly. Ooh. Yeah.
From his cold, dead hands.
Yeah. I said to you that it was actually a box that was filled with potatoes, and the VR wasn't in there at all. I had it hostage at home.
But I was expecting some shenanigans when I opened up the box. Like, let's just like, even if it was just one potato to throw me off the scent, or you know, a message like, I hate you.
Or even just like a full, like, redo and construction paper of the VR set.
It's like, oh, the shirt feels different, but I guess it's the.
I guess it works.
Andy Dufresne, like a decoy.
Yeah. I had to give it back. So my gaming was much different. But thank you again for the time with virtual reality.
Normal reality.
Yeah, I don't know. I almost feel like, man, I felt so sad about that. And just like, I felt like a tease. Cause like,
especially when you had to like rip it out of my hands, right? I wouldn't give it back.
Yeah, and I kicked it down that hill to get it. Like, that was.
See, and I just knew that I would have to give it up one day. So why?
That's right. Why get attached?
When I pass it on to you, Jeff, it's no pain at all.
Like, yeah. Have fun. You take this cursed box.
Yeah, it's like you want Pandora's box. It's all yours. It's up to you if you want to open it.
No.
Yeah, I left that thing closed.
Yeah. No, I.
But what is your engagement with? So let's say they, classic PlayStation, in another year they're able to find a way to half the price.
Oh yeah.
Bye. You think you're in?
Yeah, oh, easily. I'm kind of hung up on what E3 will bring. I don't know if they'll do like, hey, there's PSVR 2 or 1.5 or Pro or whatever, and then slash the price of the old one. Because I would go for the old, I wouldn't necessarily get the new one, obviously, because it'd be another $700 or whatever. But now they've included the camera in the bundle. So I'm thinking that there's some sort of price cut coming at some point. Maybe we'll see. But yeah, the tech is there. It's awesome. If it was half price, that would be a no-brainer for me. I think that would be a definite buy, especially with Dirt Rally, which you've purchased. So
yeah, geez, like with PS Plus, like it was like 75% off for like everything. So it's like roughly like $20. Like that's man, that is like altogether the package, like with the game, the main game and the VR add-on plus like four other add-ons they added in. It was like supposed to be like $80.
Yeah.
Into the 20. It's like, oh yeah. Especially after you ranted and raved about it for so long.
Well, now I've gone back. I've gone back to like the 2D version. And like, this is so much harder than it was in virtual reality. Cause I'm not attached to my car. I'm not in it. I'm not driving. I can't do behind, you know, I love in racing games when you're behind the seat cam. So you're in the car. I can't do that in the 2D because the screen is like this big because you're seeing over the windshield. But in VR, it's like you're there, right? So it's easy to judge the turns. So totally different game. I had to stop that game for this week and go back to Horizon Zero Dawn before VR entered my life.
Said with such like a sad note.
I know.
It's a, I had to go back to Horizon.
I had to go back. But that's such a good game too.
Vistas and
dinosaurs. And the fidelity is insane. I forgot just what the PlayStation can achieve at some points. It's just nuts in that game. But I had a good time. And my kids were having a good time with me on not Horizon, but with a couple other demos of Minecraft and a Telltale game. I forget which one we played. But they liked the decision-making in that one to kind of go along with it. But
Guardians of the Galaxy, Borderlands,
I don't know, I
Batman, can't
remember which one it was. It wasn't The Walking Dead, that's for sure. It was just a long weekend. I'm gonna blur.
Was it superheroes?
No,
man, like how do you
like me? It wasn't very good. I let them control it, so I don't know. I might have dozed off, who knows.
You kids do what you want. Whatever. There's no wrong answers. You go
working. Wake me up if something catches fire.
I don't care anymore. In terms of parenting, because of the long weekend, we had a bunch of fireworks go off here. And I kind of ran upstairs to wake the kids up. Come on, let's go see the fireworks. And it was like 9:30, so it wasn't too late for them. They've been up that late before, like tonight. I think I can still hear them. And they wouldn't get up. And we shook them.
Like, nah.
Wasn't happening. So they missed out. We raved about it the next day. Be like, you guys missed the fireworks. I don't know what you're doing. Sleeping? Whatever.
But oohs and ahs were had.
We tried to wake you. Yeah. Didn't happen. So
next time we'll be like, it'll be the ice cream truck. Let's go get the ice cream. You're like, nah, that's fine.
Nope. Sorry. No. Don't care.
You had your chance.
Yep. Canada Day. It's next. Sorry. You got to wait a couple months.
Proven to us that you don't like good things. So.
Good night, sleep, whatever.
Accordingly, we're going to cancel Christmas and Easter. And clearly not interested, kids. Yeah. Sorry. You made your bed.
Nothing but homework and lawn mowing from here on out. So.
Yeah.
Jeez. That's yours, Jeff?
That's it. Yeah, over to you.
Woo, PSVR, it's amazing. Yeah!
I knew you'd do that.
Yeah. You're just like, I'm not wearing the helmet right now. No, so the so Jeff's loss was my gain. He very graciously gave back my PSVR.
Thank you for the time.
Which was really exciting to kind of suit it back up. And so actually, as a matter of fact, I upgraded to the PS4 Pro
You did? When did that happen?
That was just when I got back, because the
la-di-da.
Well, the notion was, like, I was thinking about it where just especially like this summer being like, this is it for gaming. In my view, it's going to be this is it for gaming for quite some time with a new kid. And so the intention, when my thought was, okay, I could sell the current PlayStation, call, and then whatever the difference was going to end up being. And like, that would be the cost for the upgrade. And then the benefits of use of the TV I had was did have HDR, so I could like take advantage of that. Plus, just all the improvements it makes for PSVR. It's like, yeah, okay, let's pitch in for a penny, in for a pound type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the only thing I'd wish is I wish I almost could do it side by side to appreciate it. I swear that especially in like VR world, you can kind of tell more detail, and especially with some of the sims and the stuff you go through. Certainly feels better. I'm kind of interested to see how Dirt Rally looks in it with a pro.
Yeah, because you would have all the weather effects. I didn't have that. So in VR, you don't get the rain on the windshield.
Unless you have the pro.
Unless you have the pro, because it can't do that on the original. Which you'll have rain out in the field, but it doesn't go on your windshield, and the wipers don't like wipe away the rain. They go.
That's like the selling point. Like, it's like splatter, splatter. Yeah. Wow, this is so worth it.
Like that raindrops.
So yeah, it would have almost been more like, I almost want to go online and find like the side by side comparisons.
Yeah.
To get like a really good sense. Like, I almost wish I had done it like first with the old one and then with the new one somehow before, to see that comparison to appreciate it.
Oh, now you need Horizon Zero Dawn on it. 4K. Oh, that look.
Does that go up to 4K?
Does,
and they do the HDR stuff too. Like, I remember seeing Horizon Zero Dawn. They're doing a demo of it for the PS Pro, the PS4 Pro at PSX last year, and they had like the oranges and the blues and stuff. Like, they're showing like color fidelity and how much how much greater of a color range you got from the new tech, and it was very, very impressive. Even like, they didn't even have like, they were able to toggle between the two like on the same TV, but yeah, it was a noticeable difference. But still one of those things where I'm like, yeah, that's very impressive, but like, I'm not sure whether it's enough for me to hop straight on board, or at least to like upgrade what I have right now. Next time around though, I'd probably look into it for sure. I think I'd have to upgrade my TV. Would need an upgrade before.
Yeah, same here.
Because it's like, you know, if the thing it's outputting to can't fully take advantage of what it can output, then there's not much sense. It sort of bottlenecks the quality on you. Man, what's coming out of the HDMI isn't doing what it's supposed to do on the screen.
Yeah.
Until I have a 4K TV, then it's like, yeah, well, what's the point in getting a 4K resolution machine?
Yeah, and I think it's one of those weird diminishing return things too, where it's you know, I don't remember playing Uncharted on the old one and thinking like, I just wish these graphics were better, you know, just like it's like, looks pretty good, but you know, could be better.
Oh, great.
Like I'm sure, like, again, if you had it directly side by side, but unless you have that really bizarre scenario where you have two sets of TVs, two sets of PlayStations running the same game, like, it'd be kind of hard to, I'm trying, and it makes me think, like, what would they possibly do next? Like, as far as like actual graphic fidelity, that just feels like, and maybe I don't have enough imagination. Like, I don't think they could really do much more with graphic fidelity than what we've seen with something like Uncharted. I mean, I suppose you can try to be a little bit more lifelike. That's almost weird. I think the only thing you could do was to have more rendering, in the sense that now you can literally have like 10,000 troops on a field that you can go run around to, so that you can handle it.
It like, just comes down to like what it can handle in regards to even things like environmental distortion, stuff like that. Like, if you throw a grenade and it blows up at the base of a rock, like a cliff, then that grenade has distorted that rock face, and now it changes the geometry you can climb on. Things like that. Like, for it to be able to calculate stuff like that, and having things be more variable. Like right now, like even with Uncharted, like everything is still pretty designed. Like there are some variable things, like with some of the rocks and stuff, but there are rocks that you can adjust, and then there are rocks that are just immovable. Like you could hit that thing with a nuke, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing too, is like when you have tech that evolves, but it evolves merely for cosmetic purposes, not that, to diminish the value of the cosmetic purposes, because we do have a lot of TVs out there that can really showcase those improvements, but like they don't have much bearing on gameplay. There's nothing that changes with the 4K or the HDR that adjusts your ability to problem solve the things being thrown at you in the game, your ability to adapt to the threats and the scenarios that you're having to play through. So I think that's maybe the plateau, is like that's where you hit a snag of investing in it, because it does improve the overall visual quality, which is great. And there's no harm in doing that. There's nothing wrong with investing in that, but it doesn't change the mechanics of the game. On either scale, it's just better presentation of those mechanics. So it depends on what's really important to you as a gamer. And it's not saying either one is a better thing to have be more important, but it's something you need to ask yourself before you throw down some serious cash.
Yeah, so the but in the case of VR, I think obviously there'll be some dividends paid, and VR world, you can definitely see some of the improvements from the some of the playthroughs, just around the fidelity of the graphics, like in some, how smooth some things are. I'd never played, what's the name? It's Collector's Odyssey. Jeff, can you help me with the name? It's where you're in a kind of space bug and you're like jumping on meteors.
Oh, yeah, I know which one you're doing. That one I found the most disorienting.
Really?
You're jumping around and everything's like kind of goes upside down and around, and you position your whatever it is, like little space probe or whatever it is that you're piloting. That one?
Scavenger's Odyssey.
Yeah. That one was like a weird trip.
What is it? Like some of the, it felt very much like, I found it almost to be the most cinematic of many of them, where it's just like at the one point you get catapulted through space and you're floating through these wrecks of spaceships, and like just the spaceships are coming in. It's very much the set piece where like the whole of the spaceship like just comes in perfectly and your little buggy just perfectly passes through. Mm-hmm. Especially you have that in VR where you're just like looking around.
Yeah.
So it felt scripted in the sense, like if you've ever done one of those like quote unquote 4D rides at like a amusement park where they put you into a car. And though there's just, they have those sections that are so perfectly like, it's like, oh, you just barely duck just under this and jump over that. Yeah. And so that one was kind of fantastic to see. So despite having it back, unfortunately, I didn't really have a lot of time for gaming again, just stuck with quite a busy schedule at the moment. But it has been fantastic to put it back on and just experience that again. So you kind of get the same giddiness like when I first did it, just like that sense of amazement and wonder, like, damn, I can't believe this exists. Like
every couple months you give it back to Jeff.
Yeah. Shared custody. Nice.
So that way you have that, you know, like a virgin moment every few months. Like you just,
yeah. It's not for Jeff's benefit. It's for my benefit. It's
your benefit, Trevor. It's really Jeff's just doing you a favor.
Right. Toss the pro in the TV as well. And we're good.
Yeah, there we go.
Just get the keys to your house, really.
In my car. Yeah. Just like, yeah. Well, if you'll put my son to bed, we can talk about it.
Yeah. Live in the end. Got it.
Yeah, because that strobo continues. So and now too, like we put some bed railings up. We had a very classic crib, and we had extended that out. Because we had there was some location stuff we had done, so this thing like goes out to a full bed, and the thinking is that we don't want to put it back to another crib because we'll probably get a new crib for the new baby and he needs a place to sleep, but we want to get him used to sleeping into like what is ultimately like a full size bed. But just we bought the railings today, so just the ones on either side, and wrestling with that because he is not he is not comfortable with that. Like, it is, it really seemed like, I didn't think it much would matter because generally, unfortunately, we're still kind of rocking him to sleep. So general process is we go to the room. I'd be kind of curious, Gavin, to hear what your sleep routine is like. But for us at the moment, bring him in, read a bunch of books, the same books. I really need to go to the library because these books are starting to get kind of annoying. Bring him into the room, a bunch of books, put him on the shoulder, kind of like just rock back and forth a bit. He's down, and then at that point you can drop him. Didn't work. Just like, doesn't want to sleep on this bed. So the two of us, my wife and I, were both like tag team, just trying to convince him to like to sleep in this bed. So I don't know how long that'll last. And just a thought too, the problem is too that you can't let him cry it out, which sometimes benefits, or sometimes no dealing with him. So he just needs to cry for like 5 minutes to kind of get him to the right place, and then you go back and settle him and he sleeps. He can't do that now because he can just leave. He can just leave the bed, stroll around. So we're watching the camera, and he just like, he gets down, like he goes around, he finds a bag that has shoes in it, and he starts like taking shoes out and throwing them around. It's just like, this is madness, man.
Is this in darkness? Is he doing this in like pitch black?
It might be one of the issues too, is we can't seem to get the room dark enough. Like with
like blackout blinds.
Yeah. Or spray paint or aluminum foil or something. What is your sleep routine now? Like,
it's been pretty consistent for a while now, but essentially, get her a fresh diaper. Like a little back rub. Then get her pajamas, a little bit of some nighttime milk. Before the nighttime milk, we do a quick little story time, usually two books. It's been the same books as well, but she spends a day, and so we do. Then some nighttime milk, brush her teeth, about 10 minutes of cuddle, so that way the milk settles. And then by then, she's pretty dopey. And then, like, we don't rock her or anything. It's just she cuddles with us on the couch after she's on her milk. And then by then she's pretty much ready to go. We're really lucky, knock on wood. She's a good sleeper. So by the time we're done that routine, we find just this straight up cuddling without any motion seems to get her calm. That sort of peaceful action of just like nothing really going on. So she doesn't really have a choice. That seems to help. And then, we put her down. Like when we first transitioned to like setting her in the crib and then just leaving her to go to sleep, there was a few nights of like having her cry it out, and like for a fair duration of time too. And whenever she would cry, our dog howls. So when we were doing that, like basically we would get her down, and then I'd have to take the dog for a walk, and then I have to wait for my wife to send me a text to let me know it's okay to bring the dog back when she's fine. And I remember a few times where it's like, yeah, those were some pretty long walks. But eventually she started to get the point of like, there's nothing wrong. It's just time to sleep. Now she doesn't really, especially like sometimes she'll put up a fight for her afternoon nap, but very, very seldom does she make much of a noise at nighttime. That's usually pretty well down.
So Jeff, I would have two questions for you. So the first one being, how long will they go for? So we've gone, like his bedtime now has extended anywhere from 8:30 to, there's been some nights where it's 10:30. Mm-hmm. He's in this really interesting spot right now with it that we're working through. And I've thought often, like if you didn't put him to bed, like when is this cutoff? Like when would he finally like just drop himself? Just like
drop and go to sleep?
Yeah, is it like 10, like 11?
I don't know. I think they go pretty long. The only reason I know is that we've had a couple late nights, like on New Year's. So we've tested that out when we have all the kids over at a friend's house, and we'll see how long like Elton lasts. So my youngest, and he was probably 2.5, 3 at the time. And he went to 11:15 before he passed out on the couch.
And he actually just dropped. Like he just
that was it. He's done. He just fell asleep and that was it. Put himself to bed. Yeah. So he had friends and stuff.
He probably could have gone a little longer, but he's running around with friends and having fun.
So I don't know if we were always consistent with like 7 o'clock was the bedtime. So no matter what, 7 o'clock bedtime, you start the routine, same thing, 15 minutes of, he was reading the stories, changing diaper, putting on, I think you have to prepare the room too, right? So you make it dim lit, music if you wanted, or white noise.
Yeah, and we got one of those same thing. Sleep sheets on the crib, and we have it set to like the heartbeat rhythm.
Yeah, yeah, same kind of idea.
But yeah, it's like it was establishing a routine and having that routine be consistent on the clock. So that way, like their internal clock is set. So like right now, she's pretty much like eyelids shut by 8:05. And then she'll go through till about 7-ish. And like she's pretty consistent. Like she's consistent enough as far as when she wakes up in the morning that we tend not to set an alarm because we know she'll get us up at the right time.
Yeah. It's like the brainwashing, Trevor. Brainwashing.
It's like, yeah, it's all just like condition the internal clock.
We have done. It had been pretty, like, it was pretty good for a while, but even with, I think we're just at the moment.
You'll have some regression for sure.
Yeah.
It feels like regression is a way to put it. Cause like we certainly have the routine. Like it's shower, milk, a bunch of books, rocking and bed. And even now it tends to work, but it's just like the time is like when we're tonight, like we had tried it at a, what we'd consider like a bit earlier compared to what it has been recently. And then, you know, it was kind of a disaster. Although that was like, that's paired with the new bed situation. That actually brought up my second question is like, Jeff, like what was it like when you transitioned your kids to somewhat normal beds, like with rails or?
Yeah, we didn't do the rails. Jude, my oldest, was 2.5 when we were expecting my youngest. So he was 2.5. He was a little young, but we bought one of those IKEA beds that was really low to the floor. So we figured that if he's going to fall, it's going to be 6 inches to the carpet. So we put that up against the wall so he could only really roll off one way. And then didn't bother putting rails. We just put a pillow there in case he wanted some sort of comfort. And that was it. And he seemed to be okay. It was only when he kind of gained the confidence and we had the confidence in him to unlock his door. So we used to have those, you know, those baby-proof doorknob things. Yeah. So when he was 3, we took that off and said, you can take yourself to the washroom if you need to go. That was like the end of it. He was in and out of his room for like an hour. So forewarned, that will be another issue.
Man, I have a hard time picturing it. Like, I'm just trying to think about, because this even now, like, it's just like he got up, as I mentioned, like he just, this anytime, even places where, for instance, if we were traveling or like staying at some other place and they didn't have it, and you try to put him onto a bed, like that scenario where he's just, but if he's able to exit himself, he will exit himself.
Yeah,
he's just roaming around a dark room, getting into everything he's not supposed to.
Right.
So it's like he just has to be completely out cold before he can possibly leave. And yeah, just it's hard to imagine this going well smoothly. Like it's very difficult to picture it. Oh, the man, all this stuff with second kids. Oh no.
Yeah.
And that could be the thing too that's kind of causing a regression is like you don't know what he's sort of sensing. Like with the idea of another kid on the way, like it could be kind of part of his instinct to try to get attention again. So like there's a lot to be said about that because there are stories about the oldest sort of regressing with certain behavioral things because of the next one coming along and just sort of that sensation. So that could look for the prey as well.
So great, they're already fighting. Perfect. So we'll have to see, man. It's just it is a interesting time as far as like the other kid coming around because the to have all this like not go well.
And it'll get better.
It gets better. Don't worry.
I knew hope. I knew hope.
Yeah. I think it's like the. It's I think it's 3 years.
It's the new hope.
Yes,
it's the new hope. The thought is like I'm so stoked to have the second kid and like the thought of having them. Two boys, two brothers. They can wrestle, they can play. Like I am so excited about that. But I think it's just the unknown, me going back to what we had to go through with the kid, the new baby. And yeah, but just doubly so, because already it's just the, we're like, I mean, first kid, we were taking photos of the baby belly every week, yeah, and like cataloging everything. We have not done that this time. No. We tried for like a couple of weeks.
It doesn't happen. It's fallen
off. So just having to deal with the intensive focus that he requires, plus an infant.
Yes.
It's just, so you're just like sterile. You can just see that on the horizon. Like that day is coming. That's not a decision. It's like, yeah, that's good, man. And like, and meanwhile, I'm just trying to put on a VR helmet. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like,
let me live here in no man's sky.
Oh man, not no man's sky. But if they could release, played, had one match of Eve Valkyrie.
Oh yeah,
fantastic! Like that, damn, that was great. I remember why I was sold on this system. But the entire time, I'm just thinking, if they could bring Elite Dangerous to PlayStation, I know they bring it to PlayStation. Yeah. I don't know that they're going to do VR support.
Probably not.
Man, if they did, like, that's the one. That's the one. Like, I'm done.
That's it, eh?
Just finished. I'm like, I retired from gaming. That's where I go to live, like I said. But we'll see. All right. Gentlemen, unless you have something pressing, I might suggest we wrap it up there on a.
Yeah, you need some sleep. Your kid's still awake.
Yeah, he's still kicking around. I got to go back. He's not done. Yeah. Oh man, bless my wife for going in, especially with. Man, it's so hard. Like with the stomach and all the everything that's coming along with pregnancy. But to have that weight and then try to carry his weight and he's kicking and screaming, like he's a saint, man. I can't believe it. It's a good thing women hold it, because I don't think us men could handle it some days.
No.
We would whine. It's just like, but oh man, bless her, man. All right, everyone, this has been New Dad Gaming. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can reach it at our website, newdadgaming.com. We'd love to hear show ideas, suggestions, questions, anything from you. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes as well as Google Play. You can find us on YouTube as well and subscribe to us, or any other podcasting service. If you could rate, like, and subscribe, we'd greatly appreciate it, and send it along to any new dads who game. Until next week, my name is Trevor. I have a 2-year-old, a VR headset, and another baby on the way.
Swear to God.
My name is Gavin. I have a 1.5-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and no VR headset.
VR dreams.
VR virtual dreams.
You know, I hear there's going to be one going on Kijiji sometime in August.
Yeah.
So,
Very angry, bitter salesman on that
bitter
one.
Bitter sale, but, a little bird told him. A little whisper in the wind.
Price drop for... Price drop at E3, and then you and I can hop into some virtual worlds together.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I have a feeling Trevor's going to have a fire sale.
Everything must go. Everything. I need more cribs.
Yeah. I need to liquidate my assets to buy this more cribs.
Yeah. I need more beds, at least 6 type of beds. Each time it works differently, please.
Yeah.
Trade you a VR for a bed.
Just this frantic Craigslist post is like, turns out there were twins. Everything must go.